And so this is the power of the Holocaust narrative and how it relates to something like abortion, because the Jews were able to impose abortion on the country because of their cultural, political, economic power, which was greatly enhanced by the outcome of the Second World War, of course, and the Holocaust narrative. But is that correct?
Yeah, they reinforce
Yeah.
each other. And the what comes across is Jewish privilege. Basically, you've created a class of people that are above criticism. That's the term anti-Semitism means this group is a group you cannot criticize. The term anti-Semitism is completely meaningless. That's why the ADL likes to use it so much. They use it against anyone who criticizes their behavior.
So
Well,
it instead of outlawing anti-Semitism, it actually imposes philo-Semitism.
of course it does.
Yeah.
It imposes thought control on the population, and it imposes a mechanism whereby you can destroy anyone. If you bring up the term anti-Semitism, you're toast. That's it. And they've waged this ruthless battle against the entire country. But again, these things are all narratives, and the narratives come into being, and then they go out of being. And
Well,
I
it
think
was,
that that's what's happening.
yeah, this is a